Sunday, we're planning on having live music, beer garden, food vendors, and other merchants around.
Is this all around the courthouse square?
Yep.
Okay.
And we're going to have a glow run that night, too.
What is a glow run?
Glow run is when, you know, you invite a lot of people to go do a 5K walk and run, and they all are going to be wearing glow sticks, holding them, and
they're going to be glowing in the dark.
They're going to be glowing and running.
Let's talk food vendors and stuff. Can I get something to eat in Troy?
Yeah, we have several little restaurants. We have the Feed Store Cafe, which is located right there on the square.
The Feed Store Cafe?
The Feed Store Cafe.
Okay.
It's very good. And then there's Rookie Sports Bar and Grill. They also have very good food. Well, that might be it for
two restaurants. But some food vendors might also be.
Yeah, we're going to have someone's going to be rolling in their barbecue and doing a lot of smoked ribs and whatnot. A couple food truck type entities going to be in the area. Been teaching people how to register their homes on Airbnb since we don't have any hotels in our county directly. And in the surrounding counties we do. But we're teaching people how to host their homes on Airbnbs. It's kind of cool. These entrepreneurs actually are using this as a test run for their historic homes that they've refurbished, to see if they would like running a B&B officially.
Do you have any idea at this point how many people might be coming to the Courthouse Square in Troy for this big solar eclipse?
Well, that's kind of been one of the challenges about this whole thing and getting people on board is no one really knows how much of a crowd this could bring in, but we know the potential is in the thousands. So for instance, St. Joseph, Missouri is planning a huge event as well, and we get the exact same amount of time of totality as St. Joseph, Missouri does, and they're expecting around 100,000 people.
In the city of St. Joe.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at that, if we just get a small percentage of that, that could mean a couple thousand, which is still huge for our small little rural county.
Because how many people live in Doniphan County?
It's about 7,500.
7,500 people. So if you got some of the, you know, like you said, a percentage of what St. Joe is expecting, and their hotels are sold out right now in St. Joseph, I believe.
Yeah, pretty much so. They still have some rooms, but they've skyjacked those prices. So.
Yeah. But you're going to get as much totality, as they say, solar totality.
Mm-hmm.
You're in almost the direct path, Troy is, of this total solar eclipse. So if you don't want to mess around in the big city, you can come to Troy and see the total solar eclipse for a fairly long period of time, 2 minutes and change.
2 minutes and 38 seconds.
Which is a long period of time for totality.
The maximum for this particular eclipse is going to be 2 minutes and 40 seconds. And so I believe that is in Carbondale, Illinois. So the fact that we're only 2 seconds off from that, and this is really the only area in Kansas of maximum totality, why not come to our area?
So being in Troy, Kansas will be like being in Carbondale, Illinois.
Pretty much. Hopefully without all the traffic headaches.
Yeah, exactly.
While the main events are taking place in Troy, they're also taking place in other areas. I mean, there's going to be watch parties going on all over the county.
Give us your best pitch. Why should people come up to take in the solar eclipse?
Well, I think it's a good opportunity for people to really experience small town Kansas. You know, it's a really beautiful country out there in Dauphin County, and I don't think enough people know about it. You know, I went to school in Atchison, Kansas, and I didn't realize Dauphin County was, you know, just to the north of us. And it's beautiful territory. I think people would really enjoy coming out. You know, they say to view totality, the best place to view it is in big open areas that's unblocked by trees and whatnot. And we have all this beautiful farmland out there. It's really ideal.